Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dearest parents and children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is now Taaleem time. Today is Thursday, and in preparation for tomorrow being Jumu'ah. We only have 2 Jumu'ah left of Ramadan now. So quickly has Ramadan passed by us. The last 10 days began yesterday after Maghrib, and inshallah these 10 days will continue full of blessing, full of mercy, full of forgiveness. On the topic of Durood, inshallah we'll be doing virtues of Durood today. And then tomorrow I will once again go back to the topic of Laylatul Qadr. Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I wish to send durood upon you in abundance. So a Sahabi, a companion by the name of Ubay ibn Ka'ab, we have come across his name before, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I have a desire. And the desire is that I want to send durood upon you in abundance. How much of the time which I set aside for dua should I engage in durood? So the first thing we learn here is the Sahaba, they had dedicated times for ibadat. They would appoint and stipulate time for making dua. They would have stipulated and fixed times for dhikr. They would have fixed times for tilawat of the Quran, fixed time for salah, fixed time for tahajjud. So they would follow a fixed routine. Now the advantage of following a fixed routine is that a person can then make sure that all of his daily actions get done. Now many people, they find this very strenuous that we are bound to a certain time, but this is the way in order to be able to be successful, because shaitan, he does not tell us directly that don't do this. Shaitan will never tell us that do not perform salah. What shaitan will whisper into our minds and what usually works with us is that I will perform it later, I am a little tired now, I will perform it in a short while. Let me have a lie down and then I will perform it. So the hope is that by delaying it, a time will come where a person will pass the time will expire and the salah will become qaza. So like that is with all other ibadat. So a person needs to have a good timetable wherein he fixes a time. And no matter what happens, a person is feeling lazy, a person is not in the mood, they do not wish to do something, we must still sit at that appointed time and get that particular amal done at that time. So Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala, he says that I have a fixed time for making dua. So from that fixed time of making dua, I want to spend a certain amount of that time sending durood upon you, and the remainder in making dua. So what amount of that time should I send durood upon you? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, as much as you desire. I asked, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give a straight answer. He said, as much as you want. So he said, I asked that one quarter. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, as much as you desire. And if you read more than that, it shall be better for you. So he said, shall I read quarter? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you want, you can read quarter, but if you read more, then that will be better. So then he said, I asked, what about a half? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again said, as much as you desire, if you read more than that, it should be better for you. I asked, two-thirds? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, as much as you desire, if you read more than that, it shall be better for you. Now all of this, he is saying it is better for you, all of these. Why? Because it is indicating the blessings of durood, that the more durood we read, the better it is for us. We need to fix this into our minds, that we read durood for our benefit. The more durood we'll read, we ourselves will benefit, and we ourselves will reap the fruits of blessings which will come into our lives through that durood. So if you read more than that, it shall be better for you. So I ask, shall I spend all my time sending durood upon you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in that case, all your worries will be removed and your sins will be forgiven. So Now here, we learn of two great benefits of reading durood in abundance. Now, the more every durood will bring this benefit, but the more durood will read, the more the level of this effect will increase in our life. If we read only one durood, it will have this effect. The number one, worries will be removed, and number two, sins will be forgiven. But because it will be done at such a light level, we may not even notice it. But the more durood we read, the more durood we'll read, we will actually feel that through the blessings of that durood, all my worries have gone away from me. Through the blessing of that durood, sins will be forgiven, and on top of that, a person will find new strength to stay away from sin. Now, explanation, Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu had set aside some time for dua. He wished to send durood in abundance. He asked, how much of this time should he use for sending durood? For example, out of 2 hours set aside for dua, how much time should we use for sending durood and salam? A person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that how would it be if I was to spend all my time in sending durood upon you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that in that case, Allah shall suffice for your needs in this life and the hereafter. This is another incident that one Sahabi, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what would happen if I was to spend all my time making durood, sending durood, if I was to just keep reading durood. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that in that case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall suffice for you, meaning Allah will be enough for you. Allah will take over your responsibilities, and Allah will then manage your affairs for you in this life and the hereafter. Not only in this life, but in both lives. So Allah will make sure that all of your needs are fulfilled, you are not in any trouble, and everything becomes easy for you. So durood has lots of blessings contained inside it, lots of benefits. It is unfortunate that despite us knowing about durood, we know the words of durood, we are aware that it is beneficial, but negligence deprives us of these benefits. So we need to be very conscious regarding this. We need to set a target, and while setting a target, set one time or certain times wherein we read that durood, and other than that, walking, talking, we read extra durood. That should not be part of that. So if we decide we are going to do 500 every day, one very simple formula I'll tell you of reading durood is that with every Fajr Salah, fix 100 durood. So with Fajr Salah, 100 durood, Zohar Salah, 100 durood. After Salah, we do our normal Tasbihat and then read 100 durood. After every Salah, if we get into the routine of reading durood, that will be 500 durood done. Then after this, before going to bed, try to read one more 100 durood. So that will be 600. And those of us that go work, that go school, that go madrasa, so in our commuting, let us fix 100 for each way. So those of us that go school, on the way to school, on the way back from school, we need to read one 100. And other than that, there are other tasbihat we need to do. We need to do the third kalima. We need to do istighfar during the day. So we need to set time for this as well, 100, so we can set one commute for one tasbih, another commute for another tasbih, and then the remaining time we can do durood. Durood should be in great abundance. Now here we find that Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu is discussing taking up certain time of dua with durood. And that is because the sahaba, their whole time would be filled with ibadat. They would have very little time to themselves, very little time for socializing, very little time for leisure, play and game. They would have work and they would be back and they would be doing ibadat after that. So they had no free time. In our case, we have very little ibadat. So if we have 2 minutes of ibadat, then we will not be replacing our 2 minutes of ibadat with dua. We have plenty of other time. So what we need to do is we need to look at the futile activities we have in our life. The time where we sit doing nothing, we sit wasting time in various activities, whether it is entertainment, whether it is in leisure, fun and play and game. So we need to take up some of that time, and slowly, slowly, we need to exchange some wasteful or sinful time with some good time. And over time, we will find that the balance of good in our life will start to weigh heavy, and inshallah, this will be the real preparation for the hereafter and the real blessings of Ramadan coming inside our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon the few advices given today. Being Friday tomorrow, it has durood, reading durood on Friday, especially in Ramadan, has greater significance. So after the Maghrib Salah, the Friday begins. So let us read lots of durood. And other than that, in the evening we should read Surah Dukhan on Friday. Then within during the day tomorrow, read Surah Kahf. Read as much durood as possible. And follow the certain sunan, such as having a ghusl, cleaning unwanted hair, applying perfume and itar for men. All of these, wearing our best clean clothes, white jabba, if possible. Like normal, if the masajid were open, and how we would be going to the masjid ready for Jummah, we need to do that at home as well, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all lots of barakah during these final 10 days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the night of Qadr. Inshallah, until tomorrow, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.